Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tide Pod for our first episode of 2024. I'm Uma.
And I'm Bella.
And today we have another episode of our series, Bella and Uma's Breakdowns. In these episodes, Bella and I cover a recent event and share some of the RM community's responses to it. Today, we will be discussing MCPS's Code Purple policy and all of the snow days we had this January.
As you all know, this January, many MCPS students celebrating having a one-day school week with Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday and snow days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. While the snow day on Tuesday was announced Monday night, Wednesday was initially a two-hour delay that was announced as a snow day that morning.
Students and parents alike had many complaints about the late announcement. Many students from RM said that they had already woken up and began preparing to go to school when they got the announcement, and said that they wished it had been decided earlier. Parents echoed this statement, with some stating that they had planned their work schedules around the two-hour delay, and others stating that they didn't think there should have been a delay at all.
RM also sent an email to families on Wednesday, January 18th, explaining the possibility of a Code Purple Day on Friday. This is when virtual learning operates after a two-hour delay. In order for a Code Purple to be announced, the inclement weather would have to be predictable and part of a multi-day weather event. Additionally, MCPS must communicate with students and families that Code Purple will take place before noon of the day prior to the virtual learning day. A Code Purple day would constitute a full and required day of school, meaning it would be a viable option after the allotted snow days for the year had been used.
Based on these criteria, many students, staff, and families expected Friday to be a Code Purple day. Firstly, the inclement weather was predictable, meaning the county had time to plan around it. Secondly, two snow days had already been used in that week and counted as the only snow days built into the MCPS calendar for the school year.
Some students supported the idea of a Code Purple day due to the fact that having another snow day would require a day to be made up. This means that the school calendar would be changed to either include a day from the summer or a day that had already been announced as a day off.
Seniors, however, had a different perspective. Since their school year ends earlier, a new day added to the end would not affect them, since they would have already graduated. Many seniors were hoping for a snow day with no Code Purple, since it would give them an extra day off.
Code Purple has also raised concerns in terms of student equity. While MCPS has stated that they would have outreach teams in place to help families prepare for Code Purple days, access to internet and technology at home remain potential issues. Additionally, Code Purple might cause problems for parents who need to stay home or find a quiet learning space for their children. There has been a lot of debate over whether or not Code Purple days should be, quote, required, meaning if a student is absent, it would go on their record. Because in the case of an emergency or with technical difficulties, it may be difficult for children to log into class and communicate their situation to the teacher.
That wraps up this episode of Bella and Uma's Breakdowns. Thank you for listening, and be sure to follow the Tide Pod on Instagram and Spotify. This episode of the Tide Pod was hosted and written by Uma Putnaik and Bella Major. Graphic by Valerie Wang. Music courtesy of Corgan Peters. Produced and edited by Uma Putnaik.